The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Well, a disappointing finish in the varsity girls game for Auburn High, and more on that later. But we got to flip gears. We got to refocus here as we got another game for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network as the Auburn High Tigers taking on the Central Phoenix City Red Devils in the varsity boys Elite Eight game here inside of Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. This is the pregame show, getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Central. We're going to have keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between Auburn and Central. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And the storylines that were in the girls' game are opposite in the boys' game, where we just saw a team who was 0-3 against Auburn and the Red Devils take down the Tigers. Right in the girls' game, it's the opposite here in the boys' game. Our Auburn High Tigers have yet to beat this Central Red Devils team this season. 0-3 against them, and in similar fashion, right, they've all been in that, you know, 7 to 15 point range, just kind of depends on how the games have played out, but they've all been exciting, they've all been good games. Auburn just hasn't been able to get over the hump. Can today be the difference? We've seen it once in that category. Maybe Auburn can be on the right side of history today in the varsity boys game. More on that when we come back. We'll get you ready for some keys to the game, plus starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central in the varsity boys game and the Elite Eight matchup with a trip to the Final Four on the line. That's here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here in Montgomery as we get you ready for the Auburn High Tigers and the Central Red Devils in the varsity boys game of the Elite Eight here in the Dunn Oliver Acadome. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. And we told you that Auburn is 0-3 against this Central team so far this season. The results go as follows: 75-63 back on January 3rd, 67-59 on January 17th. Those were the two regular season matchups. And then the third matchup was in the area championship game just a few days ago where, or I guess about, what is that, about 10 or 11 days or so, where Auburn fell short 63-50. That area championship game was played at Central Phoenix City. So you got to think, these three matchups, one at Auburn, two at Central. This one, neutral floor, neutral site here on the Dunn Oliver Acadome. And the same thing in terms of a strategy, right? When talking about that Central girls team, it was Tapria Lindsay who had a 40-piece against the Auburn High Tigers. It's Jacoby Hill for the Central Red Devil boys. He had 30 the first time these two teams met, had 18 in the second game and 20 in the third. But this Central team, he's not the only one. They've got several dudes who can go and get a bucket. Des Williams is a guy you need to watch out for. Jonah Jones is a guy you need to watch out for. And Jadens Ford is also a guy you need to watch out for. And this Red Devil team can go at any pace. They can go fast. They can go slow. They'll play whatever style of game they want to play. And that's what makes them so difficult. They dictate the pace of play so much. And that's why they're one of the best teams in all of high school basketball, ranked second in 7A here in the state of Alabama. Your Auburn High Tigers are ranked 10th. So got some work to do if you're Auburn to get your first win against the Red Devils this season and move on to the Final Four in Birmingham next week. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central, that's right here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the Red Devils from Central Phoenix City. He's the name you know. He stands at 6'4" with senior guard for the Red Devils. Wearing number 0 is Jacoby Hill. Also starting a guard for the Red Devils, 6'5", a senior guard. Wearing number 1 is Bryce Dawson, a senior guard for this Red Devils team. Stands at 6 foot tall as Desmond Williams, also starting for the Red Devils today, wearing number 4. He stands at 6'4". Another senior guard is Jonah Jones. And wearing number 5, the junior point guard is Jadens Ford at 5 foot tall. So again, 0 Hill, 1 Dawson, 3 Williams, 4 Jones, and 5 Ford are the starting 5 for the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, he's the senior point guard for the Tigers, the junior point guard, rather, for the Tigers. Wearing number 0 is Trendon Maynor, also a junior for this Auburn High squad, 6'6", 200 pounds, a forward for the Tigers is Antoine Daniels. Wearing number 4 for Auburn High School, getting the start today is the junior guard in Cash Reef. Also for the Auburn High Tigers, wearing number 12 is Tabari Allen, a senior in the lineup today. And another senior for Auburn stands at 6'4", 184 pounds, wearing number 14 is Tyler Dixon. Again, 0 Maynor, 1 Daniels, 4 Reeve, 12 Allen, and Tyler Dixon wearing number 14. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Auburn Bank, Champions of You, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. It's the Tigers and the Red Devils here inside of the Dun Oliver Acadom as the rest of the starting lineups get introduced. We're just a few moments away from the Tigers and the Devils. We'll take our final break, come back, and get you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Central here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS Basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
We're just about ready to go between Auburn and Central Phoenix City. It's the Tigers and the Red Devils for the fourth time this year, but none of those games matter. It's all about this one inside the Dun Oliver Acadome. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Just about ready to get you started in this first quarter, and a major storyline, as I was just told in between the break, Auburn is wearing the incorrect uniforms this afternoon, and so because of that, we're now all ripping them off and changing. I'm not sure exactly what is happening here. Auburn's having to completely change their jerseys, but Auburn's wearing the wrong jersey combination, the wrong jersey colors. And so because of that, it's going to be a administrative technical foul on Auburn. It will start with two free throws from Jacoby Hill for the Tiger, for the Red Devils. And it also means a head coach, Chris Brandt, has lost his, quote, coaching ability, his coaching duty or whatever. I don't know the exact word. He has to sit down the entire time. Coach Brandt cannot stand up on the sideline, is what I was just told, because of a jersey malfunction and administrative technical where Auburn had to take off any sort of undershirt they had on. Couldn't have a shooting shirt, shooting sleeve, nothing. Any undershirt that Auburn just had, they had to take it off. So now they're wearing straight jersey to skin are the Tigers. An administrative technical foul on Auburn will lead to two Jacoby Hill free throws to start the game. So no time off the clock. Central's going to start with two free throws, and head coach Chris Brandt is going to have to sit the entire game. He's on the sideline. He just can't stand up and orchestrate his team vocally while standing up, as Jacoby Hill, it will hit the first free throw. I've never seen anything like that. I've seen jersey malfunctions. I've seen incorrect jersey colors, but man, in terms of the free throws and the technical foul on Coach Brandt, I didn't know that was a thing. That seems a little excessive to me, but hey, they don't ask me what the rule is. So no tip. That's it. Central gets the free throws. Central starts with the basketball. I hope this isn't a sign of things to come here today. So one of the most untraditional ways you'll see a basketball game start: Central in their black jerseys today, wearing black with Central written in red across the chest, red numbers on front and back, and the threaded red trim down the side, moving right to left on your radio dial. Jacoby Hill spins in the lane, working on Antoine Daniels. He kicked to the corner, an open three for the Red Devils to start, no good, and pulled down by Cash Reef. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. We're wearing the grays. They're incorrect, apparently, but we're wearing the grays today with blue written, with blue Auburn written across the chest, and blue numbers on front and back with the blue trim down the side, left to right. Auburn is the home team in this game. Central is the road team. Tabari stands on top of the elbow, kicks it to Maynor, top of the key, 4-3, in and out. Daniels fights for the board, pulled down by Tyler Dixon, has it open, hesitated, and then a jump ball called. If he goes straight up, he had a bucket instead. The jump ball is called. The possession arrow stays with Auburn High School. Again, just a weird start as Central leads 2-0, 7-12 in this first quarter. First half action of today's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Maynard trying to inbound to Tabari Allen, had it stolen. Central goes the other way, and the two-handed layup is good for Jaden's Ford off the right-hand side of the rim. Central's quickly up 4-0. Ahead for Cash Reef, gets it back into the hands of the junior point guard, Trendon Maynard. Again, Maynard, Reef, Daniels, Allen, and Dixon, the five on the floor to start for head coach Chris Brandt in this first quarter. As Daniels had it in the lane, he pulls it back out. He's got the headband on, just one in blue today for the Tigers. Dixon works it around. It's Cash Reef on the right-hand wing. He'll spin, move in, finds Tabari Allen. Just not a whole lot doing for this Auburn High team. 6:35 to play in the first quarter. Maynard kicks it to the corner. Daniels in the bright pink sneakers thought about the three. Between the legs dribble, now gets to the left-hand corner. Dribbles down, backing him down. Spins to the baseline, gets underneath, and a foul. He's working on Desmond Williams today, as Antoine Daniels able to work his way to the charity stripes, and we'll try to get a couple of those back here to start the game. I'm still confused on the whole jersey situation. I feel like it should be two free throws in the ball, but for Coach Brandt to have to sit on the bench the entire game just seems a little excessive, as Antoine is able to knock down the first, though the Tigers are on the board. 6:24 to play. Daniels goes 2-for-2. Again, Red Devils moving right to left on your radio dial. Des Williams, the senior point guard for the Red Devils. He's got it at the top, guarded by Trendon Maynard. The name to know is Jacoby Hill. He's got it now on the left-hand block. Double comes from Cash Reef. He pulls off. Hill, cross-court pass on the right-hand wing in front of the Auburn high bench. Dribble drive, kicks to the corner. Nothing there. Auburn defensively is a brick wall so far. Williams starts at the top. There's some miscommunication going on for the Red Devils. High screen from Jacoby Hill. Williams still has it on the free throw line, extended here near us. Turning corner three straight away. Too short for Central. Dives on the floor. Does Cash Reef, finds it in the hands of Tyler Dixon, and the Tigers are able to clear. 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Auburn trails Central 4-2. Maynard at the top. He's guarded by Williams this afternoon. Between the legs dribble, now on the right-hand side of the floor. Bounce pass to Tabari Allen, had it blocked. Had his layup blocked underneath, fights for the rebound, gets it and lays it in with the right hand. He had to fight Bryce Dawson for it, but comes away with it and gets 2 points, and we're tied at 4. Hill, spin at the top, between the legs dribble, goes through one, gets through another, and then fouled at the rim. It seems to be some miscommunication for this Central team. A lot of arguing going on and trying to get on the same page are the Red Devils, and they're going to go back and talk to their head coach and do just that. Go back there and talk to head coach Charles Burkett. He's got one of the best teams in the state of Alabama with this Central Red Devil squad, coming in 28-4 this season. Your Auburn High Tigers 22-9. As Jacoby Hill, who's got two thanks to the starting game technical free throws, now make it 3. Where's 0 in red and black for this Red Devil squad? He, as a senior, man, he's got next level stuff, does Jacoby Hill for Central Phoenix City. 5:14 in the first quarter. Second free throw was good. Six to four is Auburn's deficit against Central, as Antoine will dribble it across the 10-second line. Just 3 minutes in to this first quarter. Antoine, right-hand wing, guarded by Hill. That's the matchup, 1-0 all day long. Maynard thought about the three. Feeds it down low now for Tabari Allen. High post, now low post. Works his way to the rim. Throws up a tough shot, won't fall. Pulls down his own board, spins away. Looks for some space, and he got it. As Tabari Allen lays it in, he's up to 4. And the Devils look to run, and they turn it over. Trying to throw it ahead to Bryce Dawson, and just a little too much for the 6'5 guard. And instead, it's Auburn High School basketball. Knotted up at 6 apiece. Auburn trying to do something they haven't done all year long, which is beat this Red Devil team 0-3 this season. 75-63, 67-59, and 63-50 were the three scores, the three finals between these two teams. Dixon nearly turned it over on the right-hand wing. Him and Cash Reef trying to play two-man game. Instead, they find it to Antoine Daniels. No subs yet for these two sides. All five starters remain on the floor for both Auburn and Central Phoenix City. 4:15 in the first frame. Dixon had the open three. Dribbles baseline. Goes through one. Goes through two. Tries to kick it out. Antoine Daniels eventually does. Sidestep three for Daniels. In and out. Pulled down by Allen. And then Dixon is able to fight for it underneath. Ball still rolling on the floor and eventually into the hands of Jacoby Hill. Here he comes with the left hand. Spins to the right. Gets Daniels in the air, throws it up, some contact, no whistle, and lays it in. Does Jacoby Hill. He's got six so far of the eight for Central. They lead by two. 8-6. Central leads Auburn in the first quarter with 3.5 to play. Maynor feeds it to Daniels up top. Works it around for Dixon. Now Maynor at the top trying to go down low. Not there. Hill between the legs, dribble a reset. Tigers just passing it around. Daniels gets to the right hand, gets to the bucket and lays it in. Looking for the foul was Central Phoenix City. That was Tyjor Cooper, who's newly in the game. Couldn't get the foul. We play on as Daniels gets the bucket. He's up to four. 3:15. Counting down in this first quarter. We are tied at eight between Auburn and Central in the Varsity Boys Elite Eight game. Winner moves on to the Final Four in Birmingham next week. Kick to the corner. Open three for Central. Got it. Jaden Ford is able to get it to go. He's got five for the Red Devils. 11-8 is their lead. 2:45, counting down in the first quarter. Again, first half action of tonight's game brought to you by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Post-up opportunity too strong for Tamari Allen. Turn it over from Tyler Dixon. And the first sub comes in for Auburn. Cash Reef takes a seat. Carl Lindsay, the sniper, is in for Auburn. He's hit some big shots against this Central team in his time, and we'd love to see him get some more today. One of those seniors on this squad for Auburn is the first sub for head coach Chris Brandt, a sitting down head coach Chris Brandt for Auburn High today. Right to left is Central on your radio dial. Hill gets the high screen. Daniels fights through it. Right-hand wing now. It's Tyjor Cooper. He's guarded by Tamari Allen. They'll work it around the perimeter here on the near side. It's a left-hand wing guarded by Lindsay. Crossover dribble picked up by Antoine Daniels. 2:09 to play. Trying to post up Jacoby Hill on the smaller Lindsay. Tigers switch it back. That was good defensive effort right there by the Tigers to get the mismatch and to have a mismatch and get back to what you needed. And a pull-up jumper at the free throw line too strong. Lindsay pulls down the board. It was Jaden Ford who could not connect. As Maynor will slowly walk it across the Alabama State Hornet logo. Here inside the Don Oliver Acadome. Gets to the right hand on the right-hand side of the floor. Picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Throws it down low, knocked out of bounds. Off of Central, should be Auburn ball. And it's not. They're going to say it last touch the hands of Tabari Allen. Tigers see something they like with Tabari down low, but that's now 0 for 2 on the feed-in attempts to him down low in the paint. 1:35 counting down in this first quarter. 11-8 is Central's lead over Auburn. Jacoby Hill at the top tries to throw it in to the lane and tipped back by Antoine Daniels. Tigers will slow it down. You can see Auburn, they're not looking to run, not looking to push super hard against this Central team. Lindsay almost had some airspace at the top. Instead, dribble drive with the left hand. Fake, pivot, Daniels, elbow, jumper, no. And pulled down by Central's Tyjor Cooper. Here come the Red Devils now. 3-on-3, coast-to-coast layup is good by Jaden Ford. 13-8, biggest lead for the Red Devils right now is 5, and we're under a minute to play in the first quarter. Tigers going to work it around a little bit. Pretty much at the volleyball line, back and forth. Now it's Daniels at the top. Gets a screen from Hampton Jordan, newly in the ballgame, the sophomore center for the Tigers. Counting down from 30 seconds now in this first quarter. 13-8. Tigers have it at the top with Trendon Maynor. Crossover dribble, spin in the lane. Kicks it out. It's Lindsay now in the corner. Baseline bounce pass to Jordan. Kick. Near corner, Antoine had a three, didn't take it. Step back from 18, glossed it. Now he gets to the left hand, layup won't go. Jordan's there to fight for the board. He's got it on the baseline. Hampton Jordan finds Lindsay, open three, gets the roll. Carl Lindsay used a bouncer too, but it still counts the same. Jacoby Hill with two, now with one. Three to respond, won't go. And Auburn trails by two as we head to the second quarter, 13-11. Wonder what those 2 points difference is. We'll tell you more about it when we start the second quarter right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We start the second quarter. It's the Red Devils with the basketball and the lead, 13-11 Central leading Auburn. And the layup attempt was too strong, knocked out of bounds off of Jacoby Hill. And it is Auburn High School basketball. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers working in the half court. It's Tabari Allen who gets to the left hand and gets the contact, gets the bucket. No call, but a nice lay-in from Tabari Allen, the senior, and the Tigers have tied it up at 13. Hill to respond with a three. It's pure. Jacoby Hill had six in the first quarter. He's got half of that on one bucket here in the second quarter. Red Devils up 16-13, less than a minute in to this second quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Entry pass off the floor from Tabari Allen, and then he tried to work on the Red Devil. Tyjor Cooper stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It is to Central Phoenix City. This is the Varsity Boys Elite Eight matchup here in 7A high school basketball down here on the campus of Alabama State in the state capitol inside the Don Oliver Acadome. We just saw our Auburn High girls fall short against Central and see their season come to an end, trying to avoid an 0-for-2 day here in the Acadome as Jacoby Hill goes up for a part layup, part slam. Instead, he was fouled by Antoine Daniels, so have to earn him the hard way at the free throw line. Winner of this game in the Final Four is going to play the winner of Hoover and Huntsville. That game is going to be played tomorrow. And the other side of the bracket in the Elite Eight, Final Four is to be played next week up in Birmingham. 6:38 in the first half. First free throw from Hill is good. And if you're just now joining us, again, a two-point advantage to start the game for Central, as Jacoby Hill had a chance to shoot two free throws before the game even started because of a administrative technical, is what I was told, because of a administrative technical. Auburn wearing the incorrect uniform, so not only was it two free throws as Hill knocks that one down as well. Two free throws to start the game for Central. Head coach Chris Brandt is unable to coach standing up in this game, which I never heard of that in my life, but it is what it is. So off the made free throws, Auburn turned it over on the inbound. Central's got it now in their half court again, moving right to left. Hill, crossover dribble in the semicircle, cut off. He's picked up by Tabari Allen. Purple sneakers today for 12 and gray and blue for Auburn High School. Hill has it all the way back near half court now, 6:15 to play. Allen's got him on the right-hand wing, gets to the free throw line, crossover dribble, spin move in the lane, and layup off the backboard. Nearly impossible to stop when Jacoby Hill goes one-on-one. Auburn's going to have to find a way to stop him and bring extra help. And Hill had 30 points the first time these two teams met, all the way back on January 3rd. Auburn working in the half court now, left to right on the radio dial. 20-13. Lindsay lets it fly from NBA range. Too strong that time, and Hill looks to run. Central off the right-hand side with zero in black. Gets to the lane, takes the bump, and gets the bucket. My goodness. Jacoby Hill is having himself a day, and Auburn has quickly seen a two-point deficit swell to 9. 22-13, 5.5 to play in this first half. Maynard at the top, stands inside the yellow and black Hornet of Alabama State here in the Acadome. In the right-hand corner now near us, Cash Reef on the floor for Auburn. He's got it on the right-hand wing. He's joined by Trendon Maynard, Carl Lindsay, Antoine Daniels, and Tabari Allen are the five on the floor in this second corner for head coach Chris Brandt. Daniels has it now inside the semicircle, gets to his right hand, goes up strong, he's fouled. Antoine Daniels had four in that first quarter. Trying to add to that here in the second frame. First free throw from one in gray is no good. Antoine, the leading scorer for this Auburn High team, averages nearly 14 a game, followed by Tabari Allen with 11. One thing Antoine does at a really high rate, we've talked about it all year long, he shoots the free throws at 80%. Only one better on the team is Tabari Allen at 85%. So Antoine steps up. Still a good amount of Auburn High fans. Some students have showed up here this morning in Montgomery, and Antoine goes 0 for 2. Can't afford that today if you're Auburn. So Antoine goes 0 for 2, and Central leads 22-13, counting down under 5 minutes to play in the first half. And it's Jadens Ford, bounce pass to the right-hand wing, off of there, and they throw it to the top, nearly turned over by Bryce Dawson, able to get it to the hands of Jacoby Hill on the left volleyball line right here in front of us on the floor at the Acadome. Now it's Ford, guarded by Cash Reeve, bounce pass to the far side, trying to work it inside, not that time, and Jacoby Hill at the top. Central going around the rainbow here on the left-hand wing. Now they get it to Ford straight away, three, and he got open from a moving screen, and we're going the other way. So Auburn High has it now, moving left to right on your radio dial. Carl Lindsay finds himself open and knocks it down. That was from behind the arc. Carl Lindsay is now on the board in this second quarter. Had a three in the first. He's got a three here in the second. The Tigers are back within six. 4 minutes to play, counting down in the first half. Central straight away, now on the far side of the floor. Guarded by Trendon Maynard, trying to feed it on the free throw line to Jonah Jones. He's got it now. It's Ford off the turn, off the screen, rather. That layup was blocked. Cash Reef comes up with it. He pushes ahead now. And then the Tigers are going to slow it down. Tabari Allen has it straight away. Lindsay on the right-hand wing. Can he get another one? Not this time. Gets to the baseline, crossover dribble. Bounce pass to Daniels in the lane, and then had it knocked away and nearly stolen, and now it is. Here come the Red Devils. They're looking to run three on three. Ford, spin move on. Maynard had it blocked. The layup was blocked at the rim, and Antoine Daniels comes down with it. Tigers are going to settle it down. 3.5 to play in the second corner. Antoine thought about the three. He's guarded by Bryce Dawson. It's 1-1. Daniels off the handoff now from Tabari Allen. Got it at the top of the semicircle. Uses the screen. Lets it fly. And his three-point shot was blocked by Jacoby Hill. Don't see that too often. And now Hill's got it on the left-hand wing. Guarded by Daniels. Flops to the floor. No call. It's 5-on-4 for Central. Antoine back on his feet. And now straight away for the Red Devils. It's Ford. Lets it fly. Can't knock it down. And Daniels pulls down the board for Auburn. 2:49 in this second quarter, counting down. 22-16. Central leads Auburn here in the Elite Eight of the varsity boys game. Lazy pass from Trendon Maynard leads to a turnover. Hill in transition. Reverse layup is good. 11 points for Jacoby Hill in the quarter alone. Auburn is down 24-16. 2.5 to play in the first half. Reminder to stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report and head coach Chris Brandt. He stood up to call that timeout. Is that okay? I'm not sure, according to the rule. We'll have to get more clarification on that. Timeout brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 24-16, Auburn trails Central with 2:21 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
.216 to play in the second quarter. Auburn trails Central 24-16. We've got it in the half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. Magnus Davis in the game finds Tyler Dixon down low for an open two, and the Tigers get a nice easy bucket with 2 minutes to play in this quarter. Now Central tries to come down the other way. Layup no good. Pulled down by Cash Reef. And here come the Tigers now. Reef ahead with his eyes up the floor on the right-hand wing. Gets cut off, and now everybody's back. We're playing 5-on-5. Dixon with the left hand gets to the baseline and was fouled on the floor before the shot. 1:45. In the second quarter, this is how these games have gone. If you haven't been with us for Auburn and Central, it's just been the Red Devils who have just a slim lead, and they pretty much get out to a lead anywhere between 5, 10, maybe 12 points, and they just stay there. They just hold the entire game. So Auburn's going to have to try and overcome that here today. Trailing by 6 with 1:45 in the first half. Reef between the legs, dribble, lets it fly from deep. That one won't fall, but Tabari Allen is there to clean up the miss. He's got 4 in the quarter, give him 8 in the game, and then a stoppage in play from the head official here on this near side. I'm not sure what, I don't know if the clock ever started or if it ever stopped. I don't really know exactly. Something with the clock seems to be an issue. All right, I don't know. They stopped the game. Okay, that's exactly what it was. The clock never started, so they went from 1:43 to 1:37. So the Tigers get a sub out of that, though, as they sit Carl Lindsey down. 5 on the floor is Cash Reef, Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen, Magnus Davis, and Tyler Dixon. Central moving right to left on your radio dial in the half court. Whipped it down for an open 2 for Jacoby Hill. The backdoor cut worked perfectly for Zero in Black, who's got 13 in the quarter alone, making 19 on the game here in this first half with a minute 15 to play. Tyler Dixon has it straight away. Hands it to Davis on the left volleyball line. We approach a minute in this second quarter. Reef on the right-hand wing, guarded heavily by Jadens Ford. Kick to the left-hand wing. Tyler to the lane. Gets to the basket. Wild shot won't fall. There's Tabari Allen again. Boardman doesn't get paid that time, though. Couldn't convert on the layup. Jacoby Hill up the right-hand side. Transition 3 in and out. And here comes Antoine as Tyler Dixon hits the floor hard. Ahead for Tabari Allen, who goes up with the right hand. Lots of contact. Couldn't convert. But he'll head to the free throw line. Auburn just can't stop Jacoby Hill, man. Again, 16 points. Or excuse me, 19 points in this first half. But Tabari Allen's been the saving grace so far for Auburn. He's got 8. In the first half, Carl Lindsey's got 6. Antoine's been quiet so far, according to his standards. He's got just 4. And Magnus Davis has 2 for the Tigers. Tabari Allen can get to double digits here at the charity stripe. As I was telling you earlier, stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you about the first half of this one. Preview the second half as well, as Tabari, an 85% free throw shooter, can't knock down the first. 43.2 on the clock in this second quarter. It's been a fast-moving first half, I'll tell you what. As Central's out to a slim 6-point lead, and Tabari makes it 5. It'll be Jadens Ford for Central, who will walk it across the 10-second line with 35 on the clock counting down. Red Devils can hold for the final shot if they want to. Under 30 to play. Pressure by Reef to avoid the 5-second, or to force the 5-second call. As now it's on the near side into the hands of Solo Williams, who is in for the first time today. He's going to hold it on this near volleyball line. Counting down from 15, they're going to go with about 7 on the clock, if I had to guess. We approach 10. It is now 10, counting down. Williams right here in front of us with 7, now with 6. Williams with 5, gets it to the hands of Hill with 4. Now with 3, straight away with 2. Pull up 3 at the buzzer, air ball. Hey, airballed. That's a great defensive stand for this Auburn High team. Take that momentum to the locker room. 26-21 is Central's lead at the half. Stick with us. We'll tell you about it coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. That's here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Tigers trail the Red Devils from Central Phoenix City 26-21 here on the campus of Alabama State in the Elite Eight in 7A High School Alabama Boys Basketball. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 26-21, Auburn trails Central in the Varsity Boys Elite Eight. Winner moves on to the Final Four. They'll play the winner of Hoover and Huntsville, and it's been the Jacoby Hill Show, as it normally is for the Central Red Devils. He has 19 points in the first half, 19 of the 26 for the Red Devils. The only other guy to score for the Devils is Jadens Ford, who had 7, all of those coming in the first quarter. And for your Auburn High Tigers, leading scorer is Tavari Allen. He has 9. Carl Lindsay has 6, thanks to 2 made threes, 1 in each quarter. Antoine Daniels has been quiet. A guy that leads the team in scoring has just 4, and Magnus Davis has 2. And what's going to make fans sick if this game comes down to a 2-point loss is the fact that in one of the most weirdest ways I've ever seen a basketball game start, it was a jersey malfunction for this Auburn High team, who apparently is wearing the incorrect jerseys today. We're wearing our grays, our gray jerseys that have the blue mixed in. That was apparently it's the wrong one, and that is considered an administrative technical to the bench. And so you've seen jersey malfunctions before, and we're not going to harp on this for super long. There's a lot of game to talk about, but you've seen jersey malfunctions where it is 2 free throws. It's a technical, 2 free throws in the basketball. That's what Central did to start the game. Jacoby Hill steps up. He knocks them down. They start 2-0 and with the basketball. but it's also that technical goes towards the bench. And here's a ruling that I got from my friend Christian Griffin, who is the voice of Lee Scott, who's tuned in. Here's the ruling. Administrative technicals goes to artificial noisemakers, illegal jerseys, etc. prior to tip-off do not go against the team, rather simply to the head coach or to the bench. He will lose coaching box privileges for the rest of the game. A technical foul will result in two free throws in the basketball in the opening possession for the opposing team. And I asked around during the commercial break, and it's legit. That's the ruling. And so this game is being coached by Coach Chris Brandt from his backside. He's sitting in his seat and is not able to stand up and be in that coaching box where it's just such a disadvantage right now, plus the two free throws to start the game. So that's how it started, and now here's where we stand, 26-21. We'll tell you more about that, plus keys to the second half after this, when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
All right, back here inside the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn Trail Central 26-21. It's the Red Devils leading the Tigers at the half here in the Varsity Boys Elite Eight game. And we told you what the strategy was coming into the matchup. Slow down Jacoby Hill. You're not going to stop him. He's too good. He's going to be playing at the next level, and you can see it here today, and you've heard it so far through the first two quarters. He's got 19 of the 26 points for the Red Devils, but just slow him down. And the problem with this Central team is, I mean this no disrespect to the Central girls team, where Lindsay was their go-to option, who dropped over 40 on the girls just a little bit ago. The boys team, on the other hand, for Central, they've got dudes. They've got playmakers who haven't really been involved so far today. Jaden's Ford, the only other Red Devil to get in the scoring column, was 7. We've seen several times against Auburn other guys get involved. Des Williams had 14 the last time out. Jonah Jones had 10 the last time out. We've seen guys like Tyjor Cooper get involved. We've seen guys like Bryce Dawson get involved, who had 15 in the game before in the regular season against Auburn. So if it's not Jacoby Hill, You've got to stay in front. You can't get in foul trouble, and we can't settle for bad offense. I think if Auburn can do that, I think we're in this game, we're in the flow, and we seem confident that we can come out with the upset victory, which is what it would be as Auburn trails 26-21. That wraps up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Third quarter coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Central Phoenix City here in the Varsity Boys Elite Eight on the campus of Alabama State. We're inside the Dunn-Oliver Acadome. With two quarters to go for one of these teams to make a trip to the Final Four in Birmingham next week. The other sees their season come to an end. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Tigers now moving right to left on your radio dial. Central will be moving from left to right. Auburn in the incorrect grays today as we've got blue written Auburn across the chest with the blue numbers front and back. Blue trimmed down the side. Central in the black with Central in red. Central numbers front and back and a ripped thread trim down the side. It is Carl Lindsey, Tyler Dixon who gets to the lane right here. Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, Tabari Allen. The five on the floor to start this third quarter for head coach Chris Brannigan sitting down on the bench with the technical foul, the administrative technical. He'll be coaching from his chair today. That three from Carl Lindsey won't go. Falls out of bounds. It'll be to Central. 26-21, Central leads Auburn as the Red Devils. The Red Devils are 3-0 against Auburn this year. And one of the clocks above the baskets, the basket to our right, which is where Central's going. That thing just shut off. That scoreboard just shut off. I guess we're going to play on. Okay, well, not as important in high school basketball. I guess there is a digital scoreboard back behind the basket where the stands are, and with no shot clock, I guess it's not as big of a deal. But works his way into the lane. Does Des Williams left the layup short, and the Tigers will bring it up the floor with Antoine Daniels. And an air buzzer. The screen comes back on. Officials say play on, so that's what we do. Maynard at the top, guarded by Williams. He'll hand on to Antoine Daniels, back to Maynard, who's going to orchestrate the offense, does the junior point guard. On the right-hand wing now with Maynard. 6:35 to play in this third quarter. Lindsey straight away, trying to feed Tabari Allen, doesn't do so. Cross-court pass, it's Tyler Dixon straight away. Antoine Daniels calls for the screen. He gets it. Now he's got the mismatch, gets to the semicircle, picks up his dribble. Tigers nowhere to go. Tabari Allen works his way. Low block, guarded by Hill. Gets it to Daniels. Cuts on the baseline. Looks for some help. Finds Lindsey in the corner. Tigers are moving the ball well, just not really doing anything with it. Maynard has it at the top again. 6:10 to play. Tigers on this possession. Over 30 seconds now. Daniels pull up at the elbow. Too strong. And rebound pulled down by Tabari Allen. Another offensive board for 12 in blue, who gets his way to the free throw line. He has done that time and time again today. And the senior Tabari Allen heads to the free throw line. He has been so good today. Has Tabari Allen pulling down offensive boards, and the 85% free throw shooter hits the first. 6:01 on the clock. Both scoreboards are back on above the baskets, by the way. 26-22. Allen can make it a one-possession game, and he does. Tigers trailed by 5 at the half. They've cut that down to 3 here in just the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Left to right go the Red Devils. They shoot to the basket, or on the basket to our right. Work to the corner. That's an open 3 for Central. A little bit contested near the end. Won't fall for Jaden's 4. Pulled down by Antoine Daniels. Maynard will walk it across the half-court line. Gets it here near us on the left-hand wing. Thought about baseline, not there. He's dropped right-hand dribble over to Carl. Carl Lindsay on the right-hand side. Now it's Tyler Dixon at the top. Looking for somebody, has nobody. Now a bounce pass to Tabari Allen. He's guarded heavily at the top by Bryce Dawson. Works on him. Maynard may have stole a pass from his own teammate. That was intended for Antoine Daniels. Instead, Maynard nearly turns it over at the top. Thought about the 3 on the left-hand wing. Spins to the lane. Spin at the free throw line. Tigers, again, just not a whole lot doing. They're moving the ball well. It's just not it's not leading to anything for Auburn right now. Maynard will reset at the top with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Maynard works it to Lindsay. Cross-court pass to the far side of the floor. Tigers have the devil defense running, and it leads to a layup for Tabari Allen. That's what the Tigers are trying to do, move that zone around a little bit. They did so that time, and it leads to Tabari Allen on the layup on the other end. Now it's a foul underneath the basket as Jacoby Hill was going up strong. Could have been a jump ball. Looked clean from our angle, but they're going to call a foul. I believe they will get Antoine Daniels on that one. And the first free throw for Jacoby Hill is good. Auburn beat Enterprise back in the Sweet 16 just 5 days ago, on this floor. Beat him 50-45 as Jacoby Hill misses the second free throw. Daniels fighting underneath with Bryce Dawson for the rebound, and it's a jump ball called. Possession arrow goes to Central Phoenix City. I feel like we have lost the possession arrow battle every single time today in both games. I feel like we have not won that so far today. Jacoby Hill off the inbound, throws up a tough shot, can't bank it home, but is there to tip in his own miss and lets Auburn know about it. Jacoby Hill is having his way today with this Auburn High team. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Tigers trail by 4. Maynard, Daniels, Allen, Reef in the ballgame. Carl Lindsay as well for Auburn High. Shooting at the basket to our left. Maynard, cross-court pass. Cash Reef at the top, little two-man game between 4 and 0. Zero's got it again. That's Trendon Maynard on the left-hand wing. Finds somebody. It is now Tabari Allen at the top. He was looking for somebody, rather, and they work it to the far side of the floor. There's Tabari Allen, who was tripped up in the lane. Yes, he was. He had an open layup. Instead, he was tripped unintentionally, but he was tripped by Jacoby Hill. And so that was in the act of shooting. That'll put Tabari Allen back at the free throw line. He's been there a lot today. That may just be how Auburn tries to win this thing. Trailing by 4, 3:56 in the third quarter. Purple sneakers for Tabari Allen, lets it fly and rattles home. Jacoby Hill is going to sub out. He doesn't do it often, but he's going to take a seat for head coach Charles Burkett and the Red Devils. Maynard in. Daniels are back on the other end of the floor as they watch Tabari Allen go 1 for 2. Jaden's Ford to bring it up across for the Red Devils. 3:50 in the third quarter, counting down. They lead your Auburn High Tigers 29-26 here in the Varsity Boys Elite Eight on the campus of Alabama State. Gets to the lane around Lindsay, and the 8-foot bucket is good for Jaden's Ford. Still just 2 Red Devils have scored in this game. Jacoby Hill and Jaden's Ford. He now has 9 to match the 22 for Jacoby Hill. 31-26. Allen gets stuck in the lane. Got caught in the air. Able to get bailed out by Cash Reef. Allen aggressive with the basketball. Works his way into the lane and lays it in with the right hand. Took the bump. No call. But Tabari Allen's having a nice day here in Montgomery. Now to the lane. It's Ford. Cross court pass. It's a 3 on the left hand wing. Left it short. And it ties York Cooper. And here come the Tigers. Down the right hand side. Antoine Daniels feeds it to Tabari Allen. Thought about the straightaway 3. Backdoor cut. Not there. Now finds Lindsay and he lost it. Trying to force it into the near corner, and just a little much to handle. for the 5'11 Carl Lindsay. I like the idea, just a little too much heat on it from Tamari Allen. 31-28 as Auburn is trailing Central. We're in it. But something we just don't see often is this Central team playing slow. That's what they do now with Jaden's Ford, the point guard, the junior point guard for the Red Devils. He'll step in, take a three, not that time, and pulled in by Tamari Allen. Here comes Manor up the left-hand wing. He was trying to get it to Antoine Daniels, and he said, nah. He gave the hand across the face and said, no, not that time. Tigers working in the half court right here in front of us. Maynard in the corner. He's guarded by Jaden's Ford. Picks up his dribble, feeds it to Tamari Allen on the low block, trying to go down low. Finds a backdoor cut for Reef. A turnover again. Was it tipped off the Red Devils? It was. They're going to say it's Auburn High School basketball. .210 to play in the third quarter. Auburn to inbound on the right side baseline. It was Lindsay who now has it off the inbound that they gave to Tabari Allen. Maynard open left wing three, in and out, and tipped out all the way to Cash Reeve, who's able to get it in the half court, and a diving attempt by Carl Lindsay to save it from going over half court. Tigers have it again with under two to play in this third quarter. 31-28 Central leads. Auburn bounce pass down low to Antoine Daniels, goes to the reverse layup, and it's good. It's been a quiet day for Antoine Daniels in the state capitol, but he gets a bucket right there. He's up to six, and Auburn is back within one. And Hill turns it over in the lane, and then they call the foul. Oh, my goodness. Cash Reef was nearly at half court before they called that foul as Jacoby Hill lost it in the lane. Auburn cannot believe it. It'll be a touch foul on Auburn. And only the first, no, excuse me, the second foul on Auburn in this second quarter. So 1:35 to play in the third, 31-30. I'm trying to get this thing settled out. Inbound pass deflected by Auburn. We'll do it again. Jaden's Ford will be the one to trigger it on the baseline left for the Red Devils. They get it to the hands of Jacoby Hill at the top. Baseball pass down low. Low block cutting. Jaden's Ford lays it in with the left hand. And timeout called by Central Phoenix City. Ford's got four in the third quarter, and the Red Devils with 1:27 in the third quarter lead, 33-30. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
.127 here in the third quarter, and the varsity girls, or varsity boys, rather, Elite Eight game between Central and Auburn. Seems like it always comes down to these two teams at this time of the year, does it not? As the Red Devils of Central lead Auburn 33-30, 1:27 to play in the third quarter. As Auburn moving right to left as we look at it with the basketball. 1:20 to play, counting down as Maynard is going to be the trigger man, or excuse me, the point guard for Auburn. Bounce pass down low to Antoine, working on Jacoby Hill. Goes to the reverse and stripped. Here comes Central. They've got numbers. Hill in transition. Bounce pass to the right hand. Blocked by Tamari Allen. The layup attempt by Jonah Jones. No good. Here comes Auburn with numbers. Antoine, Eurostep to the lane. Hits the floor hard. Couldn't get the bucket. He'll step to the line. Antoine Daniels, again, a quiet day for number one here in Montgomery. He's got six, but he averages 14 on the year for this Auburn High team. We're going to need him to get to that number, I feel like, if we want to have a chance to win this thing, and he knocks down the first free throw. Under a minute in the third quarter, 59.1. It's where the clock is stopped. It's Reef, Lindsay, Maynard, Allen, and, of course, Daniels, the free throw shooter, who goes two for two He doubled his points in this third quarter alone. Auburn is back within one. 55 seconds counting down as Ford will walk it across half court. Guarded by Carl Lindsey. Bounce pass to the right-hand wing. Guarded by Trendon Maynard. Trying to force it to the top. They do for Tyjor Cooper. And, of course, Jacoby Hill now on the left-hand wing. And he's going to pull it back out. And I have a feeling they're going to hold for what would be a somewhat final shot in this third quarter. 33-32, Central's lead. Jacoby Hill all the way near the scorer's table on the far side of the floor has put himself in a corner. He's guarded by Tabari Allen. Puts pressure on him. Jacoby Hill gets rid of it to avoid the five-second call. Back out for Ford. That's exactly what they're going to do. Holding with 15 now is Ford. Guarded by Cash Reef. He's got it on this near side of the floor in the volleyball line. Reef gets close enough, puts on the five-second call. Between the legs, dribble now at seven. Now bounce pass dribble at the top with four. Spins to the lane with three. And the shot was blocked, but then a foul. They're going to call it on Antoine Daniels as Desmond Williams, scoreless today for the Red Devils, can change that at the free throw line. Williams, the last time out against the Tigers, was the second leading scorer for the Red Devils. He had 14 in that area championship game on their home floor. His first free throw, no good. Off the hard part of the rim for the senior guard, Desmond Williams, stands at 6 foot tall. Where's number three for the Devils here today? 2.1 on the clock in the third quarter, so Auburn may have a shot at this. Maybe a lane violation on Lindsey. Doesn't matter. He's knocked it in. Here's Daniels now at the half-court line. Lost it. Lets it go. Good if it goes. Almost off the side of the backboard, and no good as Williams knocks down the first free throw, the third Devil to get in the scoring column, and we head to the fourth quarter where Auburn trails Central 34-32. We've got a ball game in the Dunn Oliver Acadome. 8 minutes with a trip to the Final Four on the line. We'll have it for you coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Central Phoenix City. In the varsity boys Elite Eight game, it's Central leading Auburn 34-32. This is one of the closest we've seen in what is now the fourth game of this series so far this year. Today's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. 8 minutes for all the glory if you're Auburn and Central. The Red Devils 3-0 against the Tigers this year, but those don't matter. All it takes is this one. And a trip to Birmingham next week in the Final Four is what's at stake. Tigers shoot to the basket to our left to start this fourth quarter. Cash Reef gets it up from behind the three-point line, won't fall, and Jacoby Hill is able to pull down the board. He surges ahead with the right hand, gets to the lane, Euro step into a defender, and somehow just being in the wrong spot as Peyton Plott is newly in the ballgame. First time for five and blue. He's going to get called for the shooting foul. Jacoby Hill steps back up to the line. Want to remind you, second half action of today's game is presented by, oh my goodness, a wedgie for Jacoby Hill on the free throw. You don't see that too often. It wasn't a direct wedgie either. It hit the rim and then stuck on the left side in between the rim and the backboard. That caught me off guard a little bit. Today's second half action is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. In a rare occurrence, Jacoby Hill 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Tigers dodge a bullet. We're up by two, and then we turn it over on the rebound attempt, and then the ahead pass knocked out of bounds by Antoine Daniels. So Jacoby Hill goes 0-for, but the Tigers can't get possession of the basketball. It'll be Central ball shooting at the basket to our right. 7:31 in this fourth quarter. 34-32, Central leads. Picked up his dribble. Down low for Jacoby Hill. Bumps into Antoine Daniels. He hits the floor, and a blocking call on Antoine Daniels, who went flying trying to get the charge. Instead, they're going to call a block on Antoine Daniels and puts Jacoby Hill back at the free throw line. No, it should not. Should not be in the act of shooting. Should be on the floor. It is. Oh, my goodness. If anything, it's a play on rather than a blocking foul on Antoine. And he just picked up another one. He just picked up another one on the inbound. Antoine Daniels just picked up two fouls and two plays. That's four on Antoine Daniels. And he's going to have to, I thought he was going to sub out. He's going to stay in the ballgame. Cash Reef will sub out and brings in Tyler Dixon for the Tigers. Dixon, Daniels, Allen, Maynard, and Plott, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt. And remember, Antoine Daniels, he's playing with four fouls. He's playing with fire right now for the Auburn High Tigers. Left side of the floor is Tyjor Cooper. On top now, Jacoby Hill. They work it around the rainbow to the near side. Down low, open. The layup may have been contested, may have been blocked by Tyler Dixon, who then tries to dive and save it from going out of bounds. He cannot. It stays with the Red Devils. As a single sub comes in for Central Phoenix City, we'll bring in Bryce Dawson, sits down Tyjor Cooper, a senior guard sits, and a senior guard comes in the near corner, down low Jacoby Hill, spin move on Tabari Allen, layup won't go, but a late foul call from the backside. Are they going to get Tyler Dixon on it? Yeah, they did. They got Tyler Dixon, who came from the backside and must have hit him down low on the wrist, something. I did not see it. So it puts Jacoby Hill right back to the free throw line, a place he is very comfortable. Just went 0-for-2. Wouldn't expect him to do that again. And he does not. Jacoby Hill had 19 in the first half, just three in that third quarter. He's got one here in the fourth and trying to make it two right here. And he does. Now a little full court press for the Red Devils as Tigers moving right to left as we look at it. Antoine gets through the screen, or gets through the defense rather. A lazy pass up to Trendon Maynard gets into the hands of the junior point guard, and the Tigers have a half court set moving now. Maynard to Peyton Plott on the right side of the floor. Bounce pass was kicked. And it'll stay with the Tigers on this end of the floor. Again, head coach Chris Brandt is having to coach this game sitting down after administrative technical was called on Auburn to start the ballgame for wearing the incorrect uniform. So it started with two Jacoby Hill technical free throws that he knocked down, possession of the basketball, and Coach Brandt has had to coach from his backside the entire game as a layup attempt from Tabari Allen was blocked out of bounds. It'll stay right here. 6:20 in this fourth quarter, 36-32 is Central's lead over Auburn in the Elite Eight matchup inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome on the campus of Alabama State. Bounce pass to Tabari Allen, gets the bucket, and gets the foul off the inbound. A chance at an and-one play for Tabari Allen. He's been the workhorse today for this Auburn High team, and a chance at one more. We see Auburn run those out-of-bounds sets all the time, and it goes to the advantage of Tabari Allen this time as we're going to have Magnus Davis sub in, the junior guard for Auburn. He'll sub in for Antoine Daniels. They get a quick seat. Remember, Antoine playing with four fouls, so he'll take a seat. As Tabari Allen has a chance to convert the and one, and he does. Jaden's forward across half court for Central. 6-10 counting down. They dump it down to Williams, guarded by Davis. Lowers the shoulder, gets the bump, gets the bucket, and one. We talked about that type of play in the varsity girls game with Jabria Lindsay, where the offensive player, you have full range to lower that shoulder and bump into the defender as much as you want, and the defender's going to get called for the foul every single time. It's how the rule is written. It's horrific, as Desmond Williams has a chance at an and one. That's what Jabria Lindsay did against Auburn in the girls' game. And Williams converts on the end one here in the boys' games. 39-35, Auburn trails Central. Tyler Dixon has to call timeout on the baseline. Timeout, Auburn, with 6:06 to play in the fourth quarter. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 6:06 in the fourth quarter, 39-35 is the lead for Central. Just a 30-second timeout, so we're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 24 for Jacoby Hill in this ball game for the Red Devils. You've done a much better job in the second half if you're Auburn. He had 19 of those in the first half, so you've done a pretty good job. And, man, how good has Tamari Allen been today? One of the many seniors on this squad. He had 9 in the first half. He's got 10 in the second half, so give him 19. He's going step for step, stride for stride with Jacoby Hill. Needs somebody like Antoine Daniels, who, coming out of the timeout, remains on the bench. Carl Lindsay had 6 in the first half. He has none in the second. A big 3 from him would be nice. Would love to see Trendon Maynard get going today as well. And he's got 6 minutes to do it. Here come the Tigers, 39-35, right to left on your radio dial. Trendon Maynard, the junior point guard, will set up the offense. Right-hand wing for Maynard. Antoine steps up to the scorer's table. He'll come in at the next dead ball. Peyton Plott, the speedy Peyton Plott, going to Georgia Southern for football. He's got it at the point. Now they feed to Tamari Allen. Low block. He goes against Jacoby Hill, and he was fouled underneath. He was fouled underneath. I believe that's the second foul on Central. It is. Auburn, unfortunately, has 5 team fouls. So anytime Auburn fouls Central, that'll put the Red Devils on the free throw line at the other end. Davis to inbound underneath. Gets it to Tamari Allen. Kicked it off the foot of a Red Devil. Stays right here with Auburn. 5:40 in this Elite Eight game. Auburn trails Central 39-35. Auburn now will be Magnus Davis to inbound left side baseline. Trying to find a backdoor cutting out there. Throws it out to Tamari Allen near half court. He's got it at the point. He's guarded heavily by Bryce Dawson. Between the legs dribble. Crossover dribble up to Trendon Maynard. He'll slow it down with 5.5 minutes to play in the Elite Eight. Allen at the top. Looks for a cutting Magnus Davis. He gets him. He's got it at the top. Tyler Dixon on the wing, but Davis lost it. Davis lost it. Here comes Williams all the way to the bucket. No shot, or excuse me, it's Jaden Ford who can't make the bucket, but he was fouled by Davis, who had to retreat after the turnover. Not what you're looking for if you're Auburn. Central, one of the best teams in the state at converting on your mistakes. So Jaden Ford, the junior point guard, steps to the line. Just 5 feet tall, listed is Jaden Ford, but no, there's not a scared bone in his body as he knocks down the first. Davis will sub out. Carl Lindsay will sub in for Auburn. 5:15. And what is the fourth and final quarter of the Elite Eight? And a 5-point lead for Central. Ford cannot make it more. So Maynard's got the basketball. He's going to bring it across the 10-second line. He's pressured by Jaden Ford the whole way. At the top, looks for a screen from Allen. He gets it, and Maynard was popped in the face. And he was popped in the face. Believe they're going to get Dez Williams on that. They do. So that is the third foul now on Central in this quarter. Again, 5 team fouls per quarter puts a team in the bonus. Auburn would love to get there down the stretch in this game. Carl Lindsay to inbound right on the sideline in front of us. He's guarded by Tyjor Cooper. Gets it into Tamari Allen. Antoine Daniels newly in the basketball game. He's got it, and we're under 5 to play in the Elite Eight. Daniels will shake off Trendon Maynard. Between the legs dribble to the lane. Euro step, and it was tied up in the lane. It was Bryce Dawson who tied up the basketball and going to get called for the foul. That's a tough foul to call. I'll be honest with you, folks. Looked like a pretty good tie-up from one in black. And not only that, they're going to call that in the act of shooting. That's going to put Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. We'll take it, no doubt. So the fourth team foul on Central, and Daniels leaves the first free throw short. Leaves the first free throw short. Does the junior, Antoine Daniels. Trying to split a pair. And he does. His first point in this fourth quarter. It's Cash Reeves subs out. Cash Reeves subs in. Tyler Dixon subs out for the Tigers. With 4:45 in the fourth quarter, Tigers trail by four to the Red Devils here in the Dunn Oliver Aquadome. We're in Montgomery, Alabama here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And a near poked away steal gets back into the hands of Jacoby Hill. Devils working around the perimeter. Now they've got it back on top for Jaden Ford. Nearly stepped on the half court line instead. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. And a timeout called by Central Phoenix City to talk about a play with 4:22 in the fourth quarter. Tigers trail Central by four here at Alabama State, 40-36. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
.422 to go in the fourth quarter between Auburn and Central, the fourth matchup this season. These two teams trying to get, one of them trying to get to, well, they're both trying to get there, but only one is going to get to the Final Four. There we go, finally got it out. And the narrative for this Auburn High team coming into today, it only takes one. You're 0-3 against this Central team, but this is the one that matters. And a blown layup opportunity for the Red Devils, and a putback is there by Jacoby Hill, who just always finds himself, or I should say put himself, in the right spot every single time as the Tigers now trail by six. We're under four to play in the fourth quarter. Reef straight away gets cut off at the top of the semicircle. Hands off to Maynard here on the left-hand wing in front of us. High elbow now for Tabari Allen. Nearly had it lost by the backside and then blocked in the lane. Bounce pass ahead for Jacoby Hill. Goes up and a one-hand slam. A one-hand slam for Jacoby Hill gives Central a 44-36 lead. That's the biggest it's been in the second half. Antoine gets to the lane. He was tripped. He was tripped by Jacoby Hill. That's going to be another foul on Zero in Black. That's the second time he was tripped today, and they're debating a travel. It was a foul. He tripped him in the lane. They're going to call a foul, talk about it, and change the call to a travel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. As head coach Chris Brandt comes off the floor, who calls a timeout to argue the play. They called it a foul and changed their minds and said that Antoine Daniels traveled. Timeout called by Auburn High. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years right now in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. I mean, just that's pretty much how today has gone for this Auburn High squad. I mean, it's just, that's a tough call to make. It's a tough call to change, I should say. And now it's going to be Central Red Devil basketball with 3:33 in the fourth quarter. And before we get going out of the timeout, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
3:33 to go in the fourth quarter of the Elite Eight here on the campus of Alabama State in Montgomery, Alabama, where Central leads Auburn 44-36 here in the Varsity Boys game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. We appreciate you being with us all season long, and especially today on this Wednesday morning as we now get into the Wednesday afternoon here on 96.3 W. Lee, home of Auburn High School basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network. Central now leads to a three in the corner, and he buried it. Bryce Dawson, his first bucket of the day, is a three in the corner with just over 3 minutes to play. Daniels rising fire at the free throw line. Not that time. Knocked out of bounds off the Red Devils. It'll stay with Auburn High School 306. in the fourth quarter. That's something Central hasn't done much of today, is shoot threes. They haven't needed them. But when you get big-time shots like that, Bryce Dawson, a starter on this team, just hasn't scored a whole lot against Auburn. Not today, anyway. But he hits a big-time bucket right there. Lindsey kicks to the far corner. Allen to respond. He can't do so. Reed fights for the board. Off of the Red Devils. It stays here again with Auburn High. That one off of Bryce Dawson. If you're Auburn, you don't have to panic yet, but you got to get some buckets and get them in a hurry. You trail 47-36 with 2:58 to play. Maynor to trigger baseline right. Tries to go down low. Not there. Lindsey, three off the inbound and too strong. Allen couldn't fight for the board. And pulled down by Jacoby Hill. 2:45 in the fourth quarter. Ahead for Hill with the left hand. Splits the defenders. Gets to the lane. He lost it. And a foul? Oh, my goodness. Of all things, could have been a travel. Could have been a jump ball. Could have been out of bounds. No. No, no. That would have made too much sense. And not only is that a foul, that's a foul on Antoine Daniels. And his day and possibly his season is done. Antoine Daniels fouls out of the game. The junior for Auburn. He finishes the day with just 9 points. A big 9 points, yes, but nowhere near his season average as Antoine Daniels has fouled out of the ballgame. And visibly frustrated as his day comes to an end. 2:42 in the fourth quarter. Auburn trails 47-36, puts Jacoby Hill on the line, and he makes the first. Against Central is now in the bonus. They'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. Two for two. 8 points for Hill in the quarter alone. Auburn, got to have a bucket, got to have it fast. Maynor at the top, dribbles around the perimeter, has Cash Reef in the far corner, pulls up from the baseline, tough floater, won't fall, knocked to the baseline, and Central, Jacoby Hill throws it off the backside of an Auburn High Tiger. That was Magnus Davis who caught the shot from there. And it's off of Auburn High. It's Central basketball. 2:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Central tries to break a full court press from Auburn. They do. Gets to the half court. That's Jonah Jones. He's been quiet this afternoon for Central, yet to score in the ballgame. And now Ford gets to the lane, kicks to the corner. Thought about the three, knocked out of bounds off of Lindsey. Oh, apologies. It stayed in. I can't believe it. Dump down low. Jacoby Hill's wide open. Auburn lost him in the scramble, and he lays it in. And Central has a 15-point lead with under two to play. Allen takes a deep three, can't bank it home. Davis tries to pull down the board, can't do so. Here come the Red Devils. It's four now. Into the half court, a crossover dribble to the lane. Underhand layup won't go, and there's Bryce Dawson to clean it up. And the Tigers have fallen apart in this fourth quarter. We have fallen apart in this last 8 minutes. We had it down to two, and speaking of two, there's Tamari Allen for two, who lays it in for his fourth and fifth point in the quarter. And Auburn calls a timeout with 1:34 to play in the ballgame. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Head coach Chris Brandt visibly frustrated with officiating down the stretch. And while it hasn't gone our way, Auburn just has not executed down the stretch and has just kind of fallen asleep in this fourth quarter. 53-38, Central leads Auburn with 1:34 in the fourth quarter. And looking like it's going to be a tough day for those here wearing blue and white. Good turnout from Auburn today. A lot of fans, a lot of students made the quick drive from Auburn here to Montgomery. Central's done the same thing. And what is a busy day on tap inside the Dunn Oliver Acadome. As Brooks Orr is going to sub in, one of the seniors for this Auburn High team, and it's all seniors on the floor right now. It's Tamari Allen, Mark Pazell, Brooks Orr, Peyton Plott, and Trey Ross. Trey Ross, a junior. So four out of five for this Auburn High team. Four out of five players are seniors on the floor right now for Auburn. As Jadens Ford will bring it across the timeline with 1:20 to play. Surges ahead to the basket, still going for points, and he got him. He got two more, and Central leads 55-38. We approach a minute to play here in the Elite Eight. Allen into the semicircle, picks up his dribble, looking for some help. Gets to the corner, or whips it inside. Tabari Allen finds himself open for another bucket. He's had a great game as the senior for Auburn, who wears 12 in blue for head coach Chris Pratt. Jacoby Hill in the half court, spinning baseline, throws it through the lane and knocked out of bounds off of the Red Devils. It'll be Auburn High School basketball. 55-40 is our score. We're under a minute to play. Tigers are bringing it up the floor from our right to our left. And it's going to be an 0-for-2 day here on the campus of Alabama State, where Auburn is going to fall to Central Phoenix City. But we're going to try and finish this thing out strong. Lindsay, step back, NBA range three, airballed it, and pulled down by Central. They're going to look to run with a 3-on-2. Ford, hands off, and it's a two-hand dunk by Bryce Dawson to cap off an impressive fourth quarter for this Red Devil team. Peyton Plott brings it across, kicks it into Bazell, throws it up off the backboard, can't get the bucket to go. But Mark Bazell, a six-foot senior who wears 23 for the Auburn High team, a multi-sport athlete, is going to step up and have a chance to knock down a couple of free throws and watch his senior season finish the right way. 25.4 on the clock. And Bazell gets on the board. Good for him, man. Good for him. And a 2-for-2 effort for Mark Bazell at the charity stripe. Inbound to Jacoby Hill. He'll surge up the sideline, has to get rid of it. Tigers put pressure on. 17 seconds now. Hill and the Red Devils can dribble it out. Let's see if they do. That's Jacoby Hill. He was going in to dunk that basketball, and Tabari Allen grabbed him from the waist to make sure he didn't do it. Jacoby Hill went in to dunk it for an exclamation point. Tabari Allen said, not today. Seven seniors on this Auburn High team for the boys. Carl Lindsay, Joseph Hightower, who did not see any action today for this Auburn High team. First free throw is good from Hill. Peyton Plott, Brooks Orr, Tabari Allen, Tyler Dixon, and Mark Bazell as well for this Auburn High squad. Seven seniors are going to see their careers come to an end here in Montgomery as Jacoby Hill goes 2-for-2 at the line again. Tabari Allen kicks to Brooks Orr, baseline floater at the buzzer. It won't go. And Central goes 2-for-2 in Montgomery. They beat Auburn 59-42. And they go 4-0 against Auburn in the 2024-2025 season. Central moves on to the Final Four, and Auburn sees their season come to an end. Stick around. We'll have a post-game show. See if we can get head coach Chris Brandt to join us and wrap up the season here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
A tough day in Montgomery. The Don Oliver Academe was not polite to the Tigers this afternoon, this morning, and this afternoon as the Auburn High varsity girls fall to Central earlier today, 63-55. In the Elite Eight, so the Central Red Devil girls will head on to the Final Four. And you just listen to the final of the Auburn High boys as they fall to Central 59-42. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, the all-regional team being announced right now. As a well-deserved couple of young men who are announced right now is Jaden Ford for Central Phoenix City. Also, Antoine Daniels, also Tabari Allen. For Auburn High School, so senior for the Tigers, a junior for the Tigers. I believe Des Williams was named on the team as well, and then the MVP is going to be Jacoby Hill, who ended today, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get my count going here. 19 in the first half. Had 12 in the fourth quarter alone. Had 15 in the second half. I mean, just truly, truly unbelievable to see what Jacoby Hill was able to do. 34 points for Jacoby Hill in this ballgame. That's the most he scored against Auburn all season long, and he did it on the biggest stage in the Elite Eight. As Auburn is honored as the runner-up, head coach Chris Brandt out to get the award for the regional runner-up. And the Central Red Devils are about to be announced, and you're going to hear it. They're going to be announced as the regional champs and the representative out of this Southwest region to head on to the Final Four coming up in Birmingham. Next week, they beat Auburn 59-42 as Auburn falls to the Red Devils in both games, where we were hoping, the hope, of course, was to get two. The thought was one. Never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd go 0-2 here. I just didn't. I really, really didn't. And Central, look, I think it's fair to say for the games that we've called and covered between Central and Auburn, this Central boys team was better than us this year, the 4-0, and I think that proved it today here in the Elite Eight. Varsity girls one was tough, and both of these results are not easy to take. So Central out at center court right now. They're going to be honored as the regional champs as they beat Auburn 59-42. And again, the girls for Auburn fall to Central as well, 63-55. Stick around. We'll wrap it up. Show some love to the seniors and wrap it up for basketball season here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here at the Don Oliver Academe on the campus of Alabama State University, where the Tigers of Auburn High, both girls and boys, fall to Central in the Elite Eight, and the Red Devils, both their squads, will represent in the Final Four coming up in Birmingham next week. I'm Jacob Goins with you for the final time on the Auburn High Sports Network for basketball season, at least. We still have baseball, still have softball. We're looking forward to hitting the diamond as early as Friday for Auburn High Baseball against Enterprise and a doubleheader. More on that in just a few moments. But a tough way to end the season as both Tigers fall to the Red Devils girls. And the boys want to show some love to all the seniors we had a chance to cover this season. And I know we're struggling to get the coaches on, and there's a lot happening with the losses and trying to shuffle in and out of the locker rooms and things like that. And so first want to shout out the seniors, and then we will talk about the coaches and the programs and wrap this thing up. For the seniors on the varsity girls side of things, man, a squad that was just so much fun to call, man. A high-flying, high-scoring, just a gritty team for that Auburn High girls squad with eight seniors on that team. She wears number zero, Shylin Evans. Number one, Kalia Tolles, their point guard this season for the Auburn High Tigers. We had her choking up when we called her final game inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I accidentally made her a little upset. They were happy tears as we were celebrating an area championship. But Kalia Tolles, the point guard, who wears number one. Jordan Cobb, a senior down low, who wears number 11, who just had great contributions. A two-man game between her and number 24, Antoinette Morgan, who I want to shout out as well. Those two forwards for the Tigers really helped that team for head coach Courtney Pritchett go when the guards were not if the guards weren't having good days, or even when the guards missed shots. Those two girls, Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan, really held down the bottom side of this Auburn High team for the girls. And then your guards, Daly Alsobrook, Brooke Hallman as well for the Tigers. Daly, who's going to go play softball at FIU at the next level, D1 college softball. We're excited to see what she does in the softball field this season for Auburn High. She was just a joy to watch, always had a smile on her face. Coach Tarter than anybody on this Auburn High team, and head coach Courtney Pritchett would tell you that. And Brooke Hallman, who it's just a flat-out baller, man. Wears 23 for the Auburn High Tigers. She's going to go play basketball at the next level at UNA up in North Alabama for the Lions. And so looking forward to seeing what she does up in Florence. And then you got two players. Wears number 33, Liz Robinson, who is the most fearless player I've ever covered in my life. She maybe wasn't in the biggest moments on the floor, but when she got in, it was a big moment. And she made it a big moment and had a lot of fun. This Liz Robinson. And then Mackenzie Etheridge, who wears number 40, a senior for the Tigers, who coaches daughter, plays hard. And when she got in, she made the most of it and was a lot of fun to be a part of. So those eight seniors for Auburn High School varsity girls, head coached by head coach Courtney Pritchett, who just want to say thank you to him and his time all season long for joining us most of the time during the halftime show of the boys game. Even became my color commentator at times on the varsity boys game. So really appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett and his time and what that Auburn High girls program was able to do this year. And for the boys, we'll wrap it up here. The seniors, the seven of them for Auburn High School varsity boys basketball. The seven seniors, number two, Carl Lindsay, a sniper is what I called him, man. That kid can flat out shoot, and we're going to miss him on this Auburn High team a year from now. Joseph Hightower, who wears number three, another senior guard, that when he was in as a backup point guard, he made the most of it and was confident, and you could trust him with the basketball. Peyton Plott, the multi-sport athlete who's going to go, who wears number five. He's going to play football at the next level. The fastest kid I've ever seen, and he's going to be really, really good on the football field at the next level. Brooks Orr, a guy that gets in and as a senior for this Auburn High team and is a fan favorite and is just one of the happiest kids I've seen when he's on the basketball floor. He's supportive on the bench and was a big part of this Auburn High School team. Wearing number 12 is Tabari Allen, a guy that has left a legacy at this Auburn High School basketball program. Excited to see what he does moving forward. Tyler Dixon, a guy that just started playing basketball, who got aggressive, who got confident, and who was a major part of a run to the Elite Eight for this Auburn High team, and wears number 14. And Mark Pizzell, a guy we've called quite a bit on the Auburn High Sports Network, another multi-sport athlete who was a big part of this team as well. And head coach Chris Bram, who always gives us his time and always gave us his time on the Auburn High Sports Network, who was limited today, unfortunately, having to coach from the seat of his pants, but that's okay. It happens, and Auburn falls to Central in the Elite Eight in both the varsity girls and the varsity boys squads. Well, that's going to do it for Auburn High basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network. But as I mentioned, our next broadcast is Auburn High School baseball. That's right. We're on the air on the diamond coming up this Friday as the Tigers get started. The season's already started, but we're going to have our first broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network for varsity baseball. We got softball coming up next week, but it's a doubleheader with Enterprise starting at 4:30 right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Join me and Jack Hutton all season long, and Jack will have you for Auburn High softball as well. All of that right here on 96.3 WLE. Tigers fall to Central in the varsity girls and the varsity boys games in the Elite Eight. The season's come to an end, and the Red Devils move on to the Final Four next week in Birmingham. Until next time, until Friday on the Baseball Diamond, Tiger fans, I'm Jacob Goins saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
WGZZ HD2 Waverly and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.